The documentation the 24 CFO Act agencies must submit by the 15th includes a FITARA implementation plan, a self-assessment describing how matched up they already are with a 30-point common baseline for IT management OMB issued this summer, and any plans they have to delegate CIO's responsibilities to bureaus or other lower levels within their departments. And from that point forward, OMB says it intends to be extremely public about agencies' headway toward implementing FITARA. They'll be required to publicly post their planning documents, and OMB is creating a new dashboard to rate agencies' progress. Tony Scott, the Federal Chief Information Officer, says he's laid out clear objectives for what agencies' plans should include.
In their plan, has the agency identified the real breakthrough opportunities to change, to transform, to embrace this new digitization of government and understand what that really means on business process? And is agency leadership really engaged in that discussion? Is there a believable plan of action? Is the CIO engaged with the other leadership, the CHICO, the CFOs, the CAOs, the IGs, GAO, all the other people that are involved in our ecosystem? Do they understand what it is we're trying to do? And have we gotten the input that we need across the board at the leadership level? And have we engaged the organization and developed the right relationships up and down the organization? Do we know who the good CIOs are and what they're doing? And sharing that knowledge across the rest of the organization. And it's my plan for the CIO Council. A really good CIO council meeting is where we learn something from each other and immediately take it back home and go implement it.
Speaking to a FITARA forum organized by Meritoc and OMB on Tuesday, Scott emphasized that OMB does not see the new law as only affecting or applying to CIOs, but rather as a tool to transform the way entire agencies use IT to accomplish their missions. Indeed, the plans due on Saturday are the responsibility of each department or agency's deputy secretary or chief operating officer, not the CIO.
I think it's wrong-headed thinking to say, we're going to just make IT decisions independently of agency leadership or changes in the business process. Now, what's actually happening across the federal government is at some pace or another, the business of government is digitizing. And it's digitizing in a way that's got momentum, it's got an inevitable outcome, which means that we'll have to change the way we do business. And it'll be more citizen-focused, and it'll be more outcome-oriented. And the role of the CIO is to engage the rest of the management team in that conversation to make sure we're getting the right outcomes.
After August 15th, OMB says it will continually post agencies' plans for FITARA implementation and their progress toward it on the site management.cio.gov, which will also include a dashboard depicting OMB's assessment of how agencies are faring. The dashboard's first metric will simply be whether they've complied with the initial deadline to submit their plans. Beginning in mid-September, though, OMB says much more granular information will start to appear, including agency CIOs' progress toward fixing IT management weaknesses that they've known about for years, such as ones that have been previously identified in Inspector General and Government Accountability Office reports. Ben Sweezy, the strategy lead within the Federal CIO's office, says the dashboard will help answer a question it's been getting since the FITARA planning process first began. How do you measure progress?
If we're making these big changes and we're asking agencies to take a hard look at their environments and commit to changes, what is it in the service of? And one thing that we've looked at and we've said, hey, if a CIO becomes more empowered, more able to act in their agency on technology opportunities and to patch up parts of their infrastructure that they've wanted to fix and address and pull into the future for years but haven't been able to do so because the relationships weren't quite there, we've said those CIOs, they should be able to act on outstanding recommendations from external stakeholders. So one thing that we're including in this dashboard over time is a quick summary for every agency involved that shows how many open IT-related GAO recommendations they have and what their progress has been since the start of all of this FITARA work to close those recommendations. This is an unusual step for OMB to take, but it's one that I think really gets to the heart of the kind of collaboration, the single-mindedness that we have between OMB and The Hill about IT modernization and IT governance.
Reflecting that single-mindedness, lawmakers will also be keeping their own tabs on whether or not agencies are meeting the intent of the legislation they passed last December. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, in collaboration with the Government Accountability Office, is in the early stages of creating a scorecard to continually grade each agency, which will help form the basis for future oversight hearings on FITARA implementation. David Powner is the Director of IT Management Issues at GAO.
So potential areas you could measure are incremental development. We could start with self-reporting on the dashboard. We could use GAO's work to validate the self-reporting. Data center consolidation. Are we closing and are we saving? Portfolio stat. Portfolio stat, the baseline's got a little bit messed up, to be real honest with you, based on our work. I think we started down a path. We had 204 initiatives to save $6 billion, and we lost focus. And the more I hear some of the discussion about rogue IT, I think we need to regain the focus on portfolio stat. But so there's ways we're looking at measuring portfolio stat savings going forward. Dashboard accuracy, that's an interesting debate. Do you reward people for saying they're all green, or do you reward people that have the most reds and yellows out of the gate? That's still being determined. But those are the types of questions that Congress is asking, and the intent is this. However they measure, it should drive the right behaviors. So that's the discussions we're having. This isn't about compliance. You can think of GAO audits about compliance. Our audits are not about compliance. It's about improving authorities. It's about improving IT acquisitions. It's about rooting out inefficiencies. The scorecard should be the same.
OMB and GAO say they see public availability of data about agencies' compliance with FITARA as one of their best chances of making sure this federal IT reform law doesn't succumb to the same fate as the last major federal IT overhaul, the 1996 Clinger-Cohen Act. Both were based on the same principles, that agencies' IT investment should be smaller and simpler, lean on commercial technologies, have a clear linkage to improving the agency's overall operations, and be overseen by a strong CIO. But most observers now believe Clinger-Cohen's original intent was obstructed by bureaucratic inertia. Jamie Berryhill, OMB's Chief of Policy, Planning, Budget, and Communications, says there are several reasons to believe things will be different this time.
All of our guidance is, or much of it is, built on top of Clinger-Cohen. So Clinger-Cohen is a lot of principles-based, do these things because they're really good. But we kind of, over 20 years, have realized that those kind of high-level principles-based things just really weren't taking root. So we build on top of that a lot of specific and granular gates and steps and checks to help ensure, to help make it easy to see if action is being taken to implement the guidance and implement FITARA. I think a lot of the difference is we are planning on steady oversight and facilitation of implementation throughout the way. I know The Hill is really interested on holding, building scorecards and holding oversight hearings. So The Hill's fully on board. We're engaging with The Hill. GAO is very involved. We've heard from IGs that are interested. So there's that piece, and then there's also a big transparency piece where we're requiring all these plans and policies and documents to be posted publicly on agencies' websites, and we'll kind of scoop them up and provide a central location for all of them. So I think we're kind of working on all angles to make sure that this is implemented.
Scott, the federal CIO, says FITARA represents a major chance to correct federal IT project success rates that are headed in the wrong direction. After what appeared to have been several years of progress toward shutting down expensive legacy IT systems, he updated the government-wide figures on Tuesday, saying 80% of federal IT spending now goes to operating and maintaining legacy systems.
That trend will continue. It'll get worse and worse the more we try to artificially constrain IT budgets. My experience has been that if you ask a CIO to go save money, which is the mode that we've been in, they'll do that, but they'll stop spending on new application development. They'll stop spending on refreshing infrastructure. They'll stop spending on the things that are easy to cut. And that's a circle the drain philosophy, and eventually you get to the point where we're at in some cases where we have crumbling systems. And this is not a case where you can save your way to success.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.